Two legends, one show.
Well, it's all a lie.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Welcome back into Bishop and Laurinaitis. Matty Ice filling in for Bo. Threes in the building. Chops here as well. We're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Talk some NFL with Matt Verderam, who covers the league for FanSided. Matt, how we doing, man?
Great, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. I want to start with the Super Bowl champs. I want to go to Kansas City because, look, offensively, I think moving forward, that's pretty set in stone. But defensively, like, where is their defense going to be next year with Tyrann Mathieu and some of those other guys? Are they going to piece together kind of the same defense they had, or are they going to be looking to spend money? What money does Kansas City have to kind of shore up that defense that's kind of been questionable over the last 2 years?
Doesn't have a ton of money. They're going to extend Mahomes if they have their druthers this offseason. That's something that both parties want to do. They can roll over some money. I believe they have like $23 million that they can roll over. So, look, I think most of their upgrades on defense are going to be in the draft. I think some of that also is going to be second-year Steve Spagnuolo. They were much, much better the second half of the year. If you go from week 10 on, they were the number one scoring defense in the league, and they were top 10 in most categories. So I think they look at it and say, Juan Thornhill is an emerging safety, second-year guy. He'll be a big part of it, along with guys like Kalen Saunders, Rashad Fenton, who were also part of this past draft class. And then maybe a half hour ago, just reported a fan side, look, the Chiefs prefer to sign Chris Jones for a long-term deal, despite the cap being tight on them. Not a guarantee that they will. Could very well end up in a tag situation, then they'll take it from there. But they'd like to re-sign him. And so, you know, obviously he's the big piece. It's a free agent for them on either side of the ball.
Matt, I want to switch over to the NFC and talk about the Cowboys. There's been a lot of talk, you know, nationally about Dak Prescott and the situation with him and why hasn't he gotten an extension. Yep. I'm sure there's not an agreement on pricing, right, for that. But just not only Dak, but also Amari Cooper. Do you have the feeling that both will be back, one, or what's going to happen with Dak and the franchise tag?
You know, this is a little bit more educated guess and report, but I think with the Cowboys, they know that they should have signed Dak last year. It was a miscalculation. Yeah, you could argue whether or not he's an elite quarterback, if he's very good, if he falls in another category for you, but the reality is, look, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league. And if they had signed him last offseason at the beginning of it, he probably would have gotten around $30, $31 million a year. But then Wentz signs at $32 million, and Goff signs at $33.5 million. And now he's going to look and say, well, I'm better than Jared Goff. I got to get paid more than that. And so he's going to get paid more than that eventually, whether or not it comes off the tag or if it comes off of you know, a long-term deal before the tag. So I think he's going to get paid. It's just really a question of when. If I'm Dak Prescott, I'm asking for big money and then waiting, because once Mahomes signs this offseason, Deshaun Watson signs, they're going to reset the market. And Prescott's not going to get what they're going to get, but he'll probably slot in, you know, right below Watson. So I don't think it'd be the worst thing for him to wait. As far as Cooper goes, look, don't forget this year, there are two tags teams can use, the franchise and the transition. They gave up a first-round pick for him. He's been very good for the Cowboys. I have a hard time seeing Jerry Jones, who loves stars, letting him out of Dallas.
Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for FanSided, joining us here on the Fan. Matt, we're going to spend so much time talking about Tom Brady and trying to find another team for Tom Brady, but I don't want to go there right now. I want to ask you about another veteran quarterback in Philip Rivers. Like, if he's back in the game, is there a team out there that you think would be a good fit for Philip Rivers if he does decide to run it back?
I think the Colts are an interesting fit. Look, they have Frank Wright. Frank Wright was the OC for him when they were all in San Diego together. And while Jacoby Brissett has been a solid quarterback, he only has 1 year left on his deal. He kind of slid in his production the back half of the season. Now, part of that was injury. I think part of that was the league kind of getting a little tape on Jacoby Brissett, figuring out some things. So Indianapolis would make sense. They have more money than any team in the league in cash space this offseason. So that's not going to be an issue. If you look outside Indianapolis, I think there are some other options. It just kind of depends how things fall. You know, Tampa Bay's been thrown around. My understanding is that they still love Jameis Winston. I don't see anybody being the quarterback there but Jameis Winston, unless, for whatever the reason, they are just so far apart that they don't even want to tag him. But I just can't imagine that happening. He's a turnover machine, but he just threw 5,000 yards. I can't imagine they wouldn't at least tag him. So I think Indy makes sense for Rivers. If the Panthers parted ways with Cam Newton And that's still kind of to be seen. But if they do it, that'd be an interesting fit. You know, he could kind of go there, stabilize that team for a year while they groom a young quarterback. You know, Matt Rhule's got time with a 7-year deal. So that would make some sense. Plus, he went to school over at NC State. So for him, it would be familiar territory.
Matt, what's your gut feeling as you talk to people, too, just about Drew Brees and how serious his contemplation is right now? Because I feel like it's a story that isn't really being covered a whole lot. And he kind of brought it up himself during Super Bowl week. Yeah. That he's going to take time away or Pro Bowl, you know, and kind of decide. But I think it's fascinating that one of the greatest to do it is really contemplating it. I'm not sure if people really believe him.
Yeah, well, you know, and he's kept it pretty close to the vest. I think most people believe he'll at least come back for one more year. I think that's the expectation. But could he walk away? It's entirely possible. You never know what's in somebody's heart. You know, he has had, obviously, a first ballot Hall of Fame career. If he retires tomorrow, he'll walk into Canton in 5 years, no questions asked. He has that Super Bowl ring, so he doesn't have that to prove. But the Saints are still a really good team, a Super Bowl contending team. And they've had some heartbreak the last couple of years in the postseason, no question about it. But he knows, hey, if I come back, I can still get $30, $35 million, and I can play on a team that could win 12 or 13 games.
Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for FanSided, joining us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Matt, I got to ask you about A.J. Green, because we have a lot of Bengal fans that tune in here, and I'm sure they're wondering what the heck that's going to look like potentially for number 18. Like, how do you think that unfolds with A.J. Green this offseason?
You know, it's hard because I don't think any team's going to offer him big years, big money. He's on the wrong side of 30, and he's been hurt the last handful of years. Now, he's been extremely productive when he's been on the field. But, of course, last year he didn't play at all. You know, and a couple of years before that, you know, 2 or 3 years, I believe, you know, he's missed significant time. So it's hard. Is he a guy? I think if you're a team general manager, you got to ask yourself, is he someone who is simply just getting older, getting more injury prone, and he's not going to be someone you can rely on for, you know, 12 games, let alone 16? Or is he a guy who's maybe had some bad luck and he's going to bounce back? I think he's going to get something like a 2-year deal, which is really like a year-to-year deal. You know, the first year is guaranteed, and then that second year, if he plays well, you know, team will pick it up. You know, if you're the Bengals, do you spend that money because you just say, look, we got to have somebody for the fans to come see, and if we draft Joe Burrow, as everybody expects, you know, we've got to have him throwing to somebody, and who better than A.J. Green, kind of like Larry Fitzgerald with Kyler Murray. It's possible, but I think if you're Green, you also have to wonder, look, What is your legacy in the NFL? Certainly as a great player, but do you go somewhere and say, I'm just going to sign on like a New England, like a Baltimore, like a Kansas City even, if they cut Sammy Watkins, and say, I'm going to go there, 1-year deal, 2-year deal, cheaper maybe than I'd get elsewhere, and try to win a ring. I'd love to see him finish out in Cincinnati. You don't see that a lot. I think it would be great for the fans, and I think it would be really good for Joe Burrow if he does end up there.
Matt, last one for me. Which team who did not make the playoffs? Give me one in each conference that will be in the playoffs and a Super Bowl contender next year.
I think Pittsburgh's going to be really good. And I know that's maybe not overly popular in your airwaves, but I think Pittsburgh is going to be much better. That with the major caveat, of course, being Roethlisberger's got to be healthy. If he is, that defense is really good. They've got some playmakers. They're going to have a whole other draft. I could see them being a team that, you know, wins 11 games and really scares some teams in the AFC. And then in the NFC is so loaded. I'll say Dallas, though. Dallas should have won 11 or 12 games this year with the talent that it had. Obviously went south after a fast start. I like the Cowboys a lot. I wouldn't be shocked at all if they're vying for the Super Bowl next year. I think that's to me, they're the biggest bounce back candidate in the entire league.
Matt, last one, and we'll get you out of here, man. I want to ask you about the Rams, because I think maybe we could slide them into that conversation, and depending on how you think they'll be moving forward, because we just saw them play in the Super Bowl. Obviously, they didn't get it done a year ago, but there's a lot of talent. There's still a lot of those same names on that roster. Like, what's your vibe with the Rams? Do you think they could have a major bounce back season coming up this year?
They could. The problem the Rams have is twofold. One is they have very limited draft capital because they've traded all of it.
Yep.
They traded, you know, 2 first-round picks for Jalen Ramsey. They don't have a first-round pick till 2022. So that's a big problem for the Rams. Not to say you can't get good players in the second and third and so on, you know, in those rounds, but your first-round pick is obviously your best pick, so it's going to be harder for them. The other thing is they're the only team in the league that their top five players are getting 50% or more of their salary cap space. So it's going to be hard for them to upgrade. They're going to have to get better internally. They're going to have to improve with some of these young kids maybe getting a little bit better. They're going to have to improve with Jared Goff taking a step forward. I think it's certainly possible. They weren't a bad team this year. They were just a disappointing one. And we all know in the NFL, it's a razor's edge, that margin. You have a couple games that go your way that maybe didn't the year prior, and you go from 8-8 to 11-5. So I think they'll be better. The question is just, can they find those upgrades on the margins?
He's Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for FanSided. Matt, thanks so much for hopping on, man. Really appreciate your time, man.
No problem.
All right, take it easy.